This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. When members of Congress come back from the Memorial Day break, they're expected to get back to work on the farm bill. One of the biggest pieces is the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, better known as food stamps. Last week, the Senate quietly agreed to a small amendment with big implications, a proposal to deny food stamps to anyone convicted of certain crimes. From Marketplace's Wealth and Poverty Desk, Chrissy Clark reports.
Republican Senator David Vitter from Louisiana introduced the amendment after warning against what he called an entitlement mentality gone wild. He said Congress should take steps to eliminate food stamps for certain convicted criminals.
Like violent rapists, pedophiles, and murderers.
Vitter says there's a misconception that there's already a ban like that in the law.
In fact, it's not. In fact, the only ban that exists is for drug felons.
But in fact, that ban against drug felons has been disastrous, say many anti-hunger activists, and they worry about widening it. Celia Cole is with the Texas Food Bank Network. She points to studies that show convicted felons who are denied food assistance once they're released have higher rates of HIV, higher rates of returning to crime, and prison.
When people can't afford food for themselves or their families, it undermines their ability to avoid making the same mistakes all over again.
Because African Americans have higher incarceration rates, the food stamp ban could especially hit those communities. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.